I'm Brady Carlson with New Hampshire Public Radio News. Huge rallies with thousands of supporters, ad campaigns that try to reach millions of voters. Those are the hallmarks of modern presidential runs. But there's a good chance the next president will also have spent some time getting to know voters one-on-one in much smaller settings, like living rooms and backyards across New Hampshire. We take a look now at why the House party remains a key part of the presidential primary process. For a man who's about to host 100 people, many of them strangers, in his living room, Rich Ashew sounds pretty calm. There's no last-minute straightening up, no running into the kitchen to set up more appetizers.
Less is more with some of these House parties.
Ashew and his wife, Lori, have been hosting presidential candidates going back to Bob Dole in the 1988 campaign. This day's event for Carly Fiorina is his fourth of 2015. While some of these events can feel more like weddings with lavish decorations and mountains of food, Ashew keeps it simple.
You know, I was saying to my wife, you know, it's not our job to feed people. But I'm Lebanese. It's gonna, you know, we're gonna put something up because you have to be that way. But it's not why they're here.
It's clear why the voters are here, with a chance to see a candidate for president up close. Ashew is here because presidential campaigns in New Hampshire have, for decades, turned to politically connected locals like him to play host for an evening. Ashew certainly fits the bill. A former executive with BAE Systems, a major Granite State employer, and a former GOP congressional candidate, he's a well-known and respected figure in state political circles. But why is it that in an era of big data, big money politics, candidates still see value in these smaller, more informal gatherings?
You do, in New Hampshire, still pick up votes one at a time by meeting people and answering their questions.
Drew Klein hosted his first House party this summer after seeing them up close for years when he was the editorial writer for the New Hampshire Union Leader. He says the host's real job is to serve as a political matchmaker, introducing candidates to potential supporters they might not otherwise meet.
We wanted genuine undecided voters to come, and that's what we got. We only had a couple of people who showed up who came because they were already supporters and they wanted to just make that connection. Almost everyone who showed up was still trying to make up their mind.
Klein said the candidate at his party, Marco Rubio, stayed so long guests had to use flashlights to find their cars. But as Klein learned weeks later, the Florida senator's efforts at the party paid off.
There was a woman behind me in the corridor who was talking to a friend who said, oh, yeah, I like Rubio. I got to see him at this house party in Bedford. And I turned around and I said, hey, that was my house. It shows you how much these things really matter.
House parties aren't the only way New Hampshire voters can get direct access to candidates. There are still town hall-style events, meet and greets at local restaurants, and walks through downtown districts. But the access at house parties is particularly special for voters and valuable for campaigns, says Ron Abramson, who hosted an event for Democratic hopeful Bernie Sanders this year.
If you show up at a large event and you hear a candidate speak and you have a good feeling about them, you may be more inclined to vote for them. But when you meet that candidate in a more intimate setting, you're probably more likely to work for them. It is a critical component of a grassroots movement or organization in a state where that still makes a difference.
A candidate can even pick up an insider tip or two at a house party. Debbie Butler remembers hosting an event for Vermont Governor Howard Dean in the 2004 campaign.
And there, my son had this Live Free or Die plaque on the wall. And Howard said something about, oh my God, you know, that's such an awful slogan. It's like you should, and my son, who was, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 at the time, said, careful, Dr. Dean, my relative wrote that slogan. It's like, only in New Hampshire could a little kid tell a presidential candidate to back off.
One more.
At Rich Ashew's house in Bedford, no one is telling Carly Fiorina to back off. She's surrounded by people looking to ask questions, take pictures, or just shake hands.
How are you? How'd you get the big Papa Bear chair?
Because he's the Papa Bear.
I live here.
No, he's my father-in-law.
Well, then you get the big Papa Bear chair.
After introducing Fiorina individually to each guest, it's time to introduce her to the group.
There are many friends of yours in this room and friends you don't know you had. So without further ado, we want to thank you for being here and welcome to our home, and we're looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
And after that, the House party host's job is complete. The rest is up to the candidate. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.